Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia. Good morning.
Afternoon. Evening.
Depending where you are on this planet.
Welcome to Being Here, and the theme today
is fun.
As the access way to enlightenment.
How's that?
Have we told you? We haven't told you yet today.
But we do finish each other's sentences, or at least I most speak from time to time.
Yes, so we're just to include that as we go along, because if you don't include it, you're not going to have a whole lot of fun, because that's our style.
Right.
So we were looking today at what supports fun and what's a fun killer. And if you recognize that the central word in enlightenment is
light,
then you'll realize that you can be very heavy about how you're going about your life and expect to have fun.
Or enlightenment, for that matter.
And conversely, if you're having fun,
enlightenment comes along with it.
Okay, so we'll look at how best to access this state of enlightenment or fun as we go about today.
Look, and you know, I searched for enlightenment for years.
Mm.
One day it came up behind me and kicked me in the butt.
It did?
Yes.
It did.
And she was very cute. Now, here's the thing. If you're seriously trying to get enlightened, you probably won't. Now, I'm sorry about that. See, we've been taught that if we seriously attack a problem and seriously apply ourselves, then we will succeed. Well, maybe. But with something like enlightenment, being serious about it is the antithesis of discovering it. So you can either be serious or enlightened, but you can't be both. So we've discovered that fun, having fun, being gentle and kind to yourself,
is truly an access way to enlightenment. And of course, very tricky as we are, we have entitled this show overall exactly what you need to have in order to have fun, or the access way to enlightenment, or enlightenment itself, and that is simply
being
here. Now, the easiest way to be here whilst listening to this show is to actually
listen. But you see, most of us, we have these incredibly quick minds, and we think we already know what these people are talking about. And how could they be enlightened anyway? I mean, they're American.
Well, aside from that, how could we be enlightened? Because you are listening to us. And if you are listening to us, you have a whole record of all of the things you ever did that were less than
failures.
Yeah, those failures, those less than optimal things. So therefore, the listener is flawed, and the listener affects the experiment. So how could you actually be listening to enlightenment or possibility, because you know who you are? So you're going to need to let go of the past, let go of what you're trying to drive yourself toward, and simply listen.
See if you can slow down enough to get here. And now, because this moment of now really is all there is. Now, this reminds me, Ariel,
mm-hmm.
of when we were in Australia. We were in Western Australia maybe 15 years ago. Some friends there had built a retreat center, and they invited us to come visit, and we did. And to make a long story short, there was a woman there who was struggling with wealth. You know, she was trying to get money. She felt that they lived in a depressed area, and she needed money to live. And so the owners of this retreat center and friends of ours said, "Would you speak to this woman?" And we said, "Sure." And in Perth, there were this incredible fruits there. You know, like huge strawberries and beautiful, beautiful fruit. And so we were sitting at breakfast having some of this fruit, and this woman came in, and she said, I want to talk with you about how I can become wealthy. And so we said, well, have a strawberry. And she said, no, I'm not interested in strawberries. I'm interested in getting ahead.
But we said to her, do you like strawberries? She said, oh, yes, they're my favorite fruit, but I really don't want to talk about that right now.
What's important right now is how I can earn more money. And we said, well, have a strawberry. But you see, she couldn't. She was too preoccupied with what she thought was important in her life. So she didn't slow down enough to get into this moment of now, which is all there really is.
So she was focusing down on getting ahead, complaining about her current situation, which actually wasn't current at all. It was a story that she brought forward from the past into this current moment. Because whilst she was sitting there, there was a vast array of wealth, including her favorite fruit, but she could not allow herself to have it because she was trying to get somewhere that would be better than this moment.
See, all there is, really, you guys out there, there's only this moment. There is nothing but this moment. Now, of course, there'll be a future, perhaps, when it gets here, but it'll only get here as a moment of now. And your past? Your past doesn't predetermine your life unless you bring it with you into this moment of now. So see if you can get here by listening. Listening is a skill set. It is something that you develop. See, most of us listen to see whether we're agreeing with what's being said. Now, us New Age types, we listen to see if we already know this because we've read it in books or taken workshops, and we know all this. But you see, knowing something and living something are very, very vastly different. The experience of living and the concept of living are light years apart. You know, for those of you who are vegetarians, that eggplant parmesan on the menu is very different than the written word eggplant parmesan on the menu. For those of you who eat meat, I would use the example of that buffalo steak. I'm sorry if I offend you, because I happen to like meat.
You know, it's interesting, Shai, you were talking about...
Does that make you less evolved?
you were less of a what?
Evolved.
Oh, less evolved? I don't know.
It makes you. Yes.
You were talking about the experience of being in the moment, and it was really interesting for me. You were talking about the difference between concept and experience.
Uh-huh.
And I was listening to what you said, and obviously I've said similar things, and we've been talking about being in the moment for 20 years, but when you said it, and I was listening, I got goosebumps, and then I got flushed with heat, and I'm here talking to people and looking out the window of our office, since we're broadcasting here and connecting into the station from our office, and I'm watching the leaves swirl, and I'm including the wind that is rushing by from time to time. It's not constant. My life is this incredibly magical moment that includes things, and what you are saying or what you've just said is so new because we are here for it rather than trying to produce some result by the end of the show, whereas the listeners will, darn it, have fun whether they want to or not.
Hey, so there are three principles to instantaneous transformation. See, our approach is that transformation can only happen in an instant. It doesn't take time. It doesn't happen over time. It happens the instant you get into the current moment of now. It doesn't happen before you're here. It doesn't happen as a concept, as a thought. If people could think generate enlightenment or transformation, man, this would be a planet of enlightened beings. The reality is that what it takes to have your life transform is to get into the current moment of now. Now, there are three principles. The first one is anything you resist in your life persists, grows stronger, and dominates your life. So if there's anything that you're complaining about, you're keeping it.
Our example of the woman with the strawberry, her resisting where she was financially actually was keeping it in place. It kept her from seeing any other options. The complaint itself was keeping in place the condition she said she didn't want.
Exactly. The second
principle of instantaneous transformation is this. No two things can occupy the same space at the same time. So in other words, going back to the strawberry example, the woman could not enjoy being there, could not enjoy the strawberry because she was so consumed with this, quote, problem.
Which dominated her moment. So, second principle, you can only be exactly as you are in any given moment, which means that you could have only been the way you were a moment before as well. So if you can only be the way you are in this moment, you could have only been the way you were, say, 10 seconds ago. That's the way you were 10 seconds ago.
So that includes that she could only have been consumed with that problem because she
was. And if you tease this out just a very little bit, you discover that your life has unfolded absolutely perfectly, and all those things that you've considered mistakes or failings all brought you to this moment of now, and this is all there is, so everything has worked out perfectly. The things that you feel guilt or shame or resentment or regret about, all those things you can let go of.
Anything you allow to be exactly as it is completes itself.
That's the third principle of instantaneous transformation.
So awareness. Awareness is a non-judgmental seeing of something. If you see something in an instant, it can shift, and your entire life can transform in an instant. That's our technology, instantaneous transformation. We are going to be talking more about that today, and more about fun
as the access way to
enlightenment.
So please come on back after the break.
We'll be back shortly.
And don't miss
being here.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shaya Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shaya's revolutionary new technology, instantaneous transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Improve your spiritual well-being and experience a new way of looking at spirituality and wellness. Tune into Spiritual Evolution with spiritual counselor, healer, and animal communicator, Kelly Marie. Each week, Kelly and her guests explore spiritual problem solving and connecting balance between the body and spirit. Spiritual Evolution with Kelly Marie, broadcast every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on the Seventh Wave Network, your online community for positive change. Spiritual Evolution, expanding the boundaries and broadening the vision of spirituality through inspiration and education.
The last
last great frontier is the magnificent mystery of the mind. Abundant evidence demonstrates that we have far more talents than we realize, and that our minds are exceptional instruments we can learn to use more fully, just as we've learned to play a piano or a clarinet. Tune in to the music of your mind, Living the Extraordinary, Thursday mornings at 9 a.m. Pacific Time on the 7th Wave Network, and learn more about how you can hear the wonderful music of your mind.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. 7th Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Hi, everyone. We are back. We're talking about fun is the access way to enlightenment. And we thought you may want to take a look at what your idea of fun is. Because I realize that people's prejudices keep them from having fun. Because if you have the idea from the past that, say, washing the dishes isn't fun, then it'll preclude you from having fun whilst doing the dishes. But if you're really there while doing them, it can be an exquisite experience.
Yes.
We hear Hilly has called in and is on the line with a question. You there, Hilly?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hi, you sound very close.
Where are you calling
in? Pretty close, only a few miles away.
Where is a few miles away?
That's Germany.
Aha. Okay, yes, it's a small planet.
Yes, it is. I had a question about fun, to see the borderline for myself between having fun versus having fun as a form of being upset.
What
Please
you,
explain
what
are
you talking
saying.
About?
Because I know for myself that sometimes I can use fun or being funny or being in a good mood over top of being upset. As it's more convenient for me
you're
in a good mood, or...
So are you upset right now?
No, I'm not.
Uh-huh. Okay. So why are we working on upsets?
That's a good question.
The other thing is that I find your question not really a question, but a statement. You're making the statement that sometimes you have fun... And it's really over top of being upset.
And that may very well be the case, because a lot of people indulge in, say, alcohol, because we've been to Germany quite a bit. We do workshops there every spring and fall.
And I recall in particular when we first started doing workshops there, and we went out to dinner with some of the participants, one of the things they did was drink to excess, smoke to excess, and make sure that they blew smoke in the faces of the people who were non-smokers in order to protest their non-smoking. So this whole idea of, quote, fun was really a cover for don't tell me what to do, for challenging the norm, for... or challenging authority as a protest against life.
Yeah.
And so it depends on your definition of fun. See, when we're talking about having fun, we're talking about being gentle with yourself, being kind to yourself, enjoying your life in this moment.
Our definition of true fun is not at the expense of anyone else, including yourself. So sometimes,
and not in opposition to anyone else, including yourself or your upbringing.
If we go back to the dishes, for example, I was thinking about it this morning. Like, some people say, okay, forget all my obligations, I'm just going to go out and have fun. But really getting engaged in completing certain obligations, like perhaps the dishes, would actually be more fun.
Because it would free you up to be there, because those things that are incomplete, like the dishes in your sink, pull on you energetically.
So it's very astute of you, Hilly, to see that you have additionally another word called fun, but isn't really fun, that is a whole category in of itself, which is probably more like mischief-making and ignoring what is to pretend that something is better than it is.
Yeah, correct.
So did
it's
you just
a totally new perspective for me.
What?
To see that I have, how my definition of fun is.
Yeah, but this is dangerous, Hilly, because you're getting dangerously close to working on yourself.
Yeah,
as though you're doing your life wrong.
Yeah, I actually don't believe, Hilly, that you have taken a look. When Shia said, are you upset, and you said, no, I'm not sure you actually looked. Because you just wandered into, when you say it's a new perspective, it's not just a new perspective. It's not just, yeah, cool. There's a wanting to pick on yourself, fix yourself, improve yourself. You haven't been living up to your own standards recently. You're trying to be more something.
A better you than you think you are. You know, somehow you're disagreeing with how your life is showing up. It's a habit you have of disagreeing, as many of the listeners have this habit as well. We disagree with the way our life is showing up as though it should be different somehow, or better somehow, or more.
That's totally correct.
Yes. And out of just a few minutes we've been talking with you, out of the first few words out of your mouth, I realize that you have been working on yourself and complaining to yourself about your life. In fact, you become preoccupied with that, where that seems to be what you think about most, is how you're doing and how you're not doing.
Yeah, that's correct.
Well, hey, you know, that's not fun. It's not even funny.
No, it's not.
Take a look around where you are sitting. Are you sitting right now, Hilly?
Yes, I'm sitting.
You can only be seated exactly where you are.
In your apartment?
In my living room, yes.
In your living room. That's part of your apartment. Well, yes.
I'm assuming it's part of your apartment.
Yes.
There is a certain disagreement. It's like you're trying to be an independent individual. So it's like, I know this sounds picky, but Shai says in your apartment, and it's not just yes or no, I'm in my car, or it's taking what is and manipulating it around to be a better version. No, it's my living room. Living room, in this case, was a version of no.
So there's this real possibility, Hilly, that you're fighting with your life right now.
And I guarantee you, whoever it is that you're fighting with is male.
Yes.
You getting a picture of who it is?
Yes.
Good. Good. Well,
I can let you know if it's not a secret. Because I'm right now I'm very much fighting with my job, and my boss is male.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Well, that's what, why would you want to fight with your job?
Because I don't feel busy enough.
Gotta come from the idea that this isn't it. That this current moment of your life isn't absolutely perfect.
And what you don't understand, Hilly, or what you haven't seen, is that you're fighting with your life, and you're fighting with the category males, and you're using your boss as an excuse to be in this old habitual, because I don't believe that you realized that you were fighting with Shia, and I know you like Shia, and I know you for some time, and I know how much in the past you have really respected and liked and valued your boss, his input, his impressions, everything. So if you're fighting with him, then you are in an upset, and the upset is being played out upon the situation at work, rather than the situation at work is causing the upset.
See, you keep on thinking that the circumstances cause your upsets, rather than you're upset, and no matter what the circumstances are, you find justification for staying upset.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah, I can see that.
So, what you need to do is start bringing yourself to here now. And you don't need to decide how you are going to be when you go to work tomorrow. If you keep practicing being here now, when you go to work tomorrow, see who's there. Your boss has been covered with a paintbrush of upset, of the past. You have not been seeing him, and you haven't been seeing the situation clearly.
Well, I vaguely remember hearing that your father was not okay. He was in the hospital recently.
Yes.
Was that upsetting for you?
Yes.
Maybe that's where you went off.
That's totally possible, yes.
Before your father went in the hospital, were things fine at work?
Yes.
Well,
see, sometimes we get upset and we look around. So your father has a life-threatening illness. He goes into the hospital. You get upset. You go to work. You don't realize how upset you are. You go to work the next day. Your boss says something, and suddenly you're upset with your boss. You're not having fun there, and you think your boss, it's the boss, it's the situation, rather than recognizing you're bringing your upset into the situation.
See, in order to have fun, Hill, you have to be where you are. And when things come up, like the possible illness of your father, for instance, that he's going into the hospital, and there's a possibility that his illness might get worse, and that's enough to get you upset, then you bring that upset into the rest of your life. But if you don't realize you've gotten upset, then you think the current circumstances are causing your upset.
You'll misidentify. Okay?
Yeah.
Thank you for calling in today, Hilly. Nice speaking.
Yeah, thank you guys. Have a great day.
Yes, you too. We'll be back after a short break. We have more people on the line. We'll talk to them then. Come on back and don't miss
being here.
Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Discovering Our True Nature with host Brandon Cohen takes you on a journey into consciousness with guided meditations and a discussion which supports connection with your true self. Join Brandon every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific Time on the 7th Wave Network and discover your true nature.
Never never before in the history of live radio have such illuminating revelations challenged everything we thought we knew about the hidden realms. This exceptional mystic, seer, and healer creates a truly amazing bridge across the chasm that has separated man for eons from the unseen worlds of mystery. Join host Al Mean for an extraordinary and enlightening hour by Walking Between the Worlds on Voice America's Seventh Wave Network. Walking Between the Worlds airs live every Wednesday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time, right here on the Seventh Wave Network.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone.
Hey.
We have David on the line. He's called in with a question. You there, David?
Yes, I am, Ariel. Chaya, how are you?
We are great.
Great. Okay. The question that I have for you is regarding my marriage.
Okay.
My wife and I, we met 18 years ago. It's my second wife.
Okay.
And my second marriage, I'm sorry. And
second wife, yes.
That could be a little dicey, but I understand what you're saying.
And we used to have a lot of fun together and enjoy each other. And in the last few years, that fun got lost.
Right.
And we went on a vacation. We were very concerned about our relationship. And we went away for about 3 weeks this past Christmas vacation. And we found the fun. And then when we came back last week, we lost it again. So the question that I have for you is, can we only find the fun in vacations, and which I hope we can find it other places, and I'd like to know where we can find it and how we can keep it.
Well, I have a question. As you speak, I'm caught with, what is your definition of fun?
Getting along, to start with.
What happened on the vacation that made getting along
easier?
We were away from home. We were away from our jobs. We were away from our responsibilities, obligations, day-to-day stuff.
Well, you see, here's the thing, David. If you guys had fun on vacation when you were stuck together without all those distractions, then I'm a little confused.
Okay.
Because, you see, I can see how the distractions of life can take you away, but if you're disagreeing when you get together, it seems a little odd to me that on vacation you'd be agreeing and having fun together.
So, the first part of answering your question is this. If you can have fun on vacation, then the relationship is obviously not dead. If you go on vacations and there's no revitalization, then that's a different thing. Now, you've come back home and you've gotten back into the routine of your day-to-day life. So if you're not having fun with each other now, then there are obviously things that are unexamined, unseen, that you're either doing or not doing, that are inhibiting the two of you feeling well with each other. And one of the things you may want to look for is whether or not you've created a reality of discontent about your wife and the people around you. So meaning, if you have, whilst these past few years, this period of not feeling happy with her, you have complained about her to other people, then it's not that you simply have had the reality that she's uncomfortable to be around. People look at you and go, oh, yes, that's David. He's the guy with the unfortunate wife, or he's the guy who's fighting with his wife, or they have that as a reference point for you. So the people around you actually now are supporting you in your old reality of discontent. This is not a problem. It is simply something now to become aware of. And if you see it without judging it for being in place and without judging yourself for having started this activity when you were discontent, it will dissolve. You will find that you are habituated to complaining about her. And when you went on vacation, did you go to a new place or was it someplace you'd been before?
A place we've been before.
Okay, had you been there during this time frame when you weren't having fun with each other?
No.
Great. So, if you are, for instance, walking through the living room of your house, you have a memory of the last half a dozen times she did something that you complained about. You have to keep bringing yourself back to being here and seeing who's in front of you and allowing yourself the luxury to not have to be right about your previous estimation of who she was and how she was. I mean, it'd be a little embarrassing, wouldn't it, if you discovered that all that time you were complaining about her, it really had something to do with you?
Yes.
I mean, I don't know if you were listening to the show earlier, but it's not a whole lot different than what we were talking to Hilly about. Hilly was upset, and then that upset got played out with her boss, as opposed to her boss caused her upset.
Oh, okay.
It's possible it's the same thing with your wife.
See, if you've been being upset for the last few years, most people live in a rolling upset anyway, from one upset to the next.
Yes.
And, you know, they're probably... David, are people in your life who've set you against your wife?
Yes.
There's the boys' club and the girls' club.
There's the boys' club and the girls' club, but then there's also our children from earlier marriages.
Bingo.
And, Ariel and I, this is my second marriage. We've been together 25 years now. We always used to fight when my children were around or when they were coming to spend time with us.
Right.
And it took us a while to become aware of the fact that your children, from previous marriages definitely would rather your current relationship fail. So even though it's a fantasy that you'll get back together with mom, it's their reality.
Our daughter Diana, when she was in her mid to late 20s and she started looking at the process of living in the moment and being present, she came to recognize something, and I really admire that she had the courage to talk about it. One of the things she told us is, first of all, she said to Shia, I don't know how you and Mom made it for as long as you did, because you really are not a fit for each other. And you and Ariel are so perfect, and she and her husband are so perfect. They really, really fit. Barbara, his ex-wife, and Leo, her husband, are just really made for each other. It's wonderful. But she said, I'm really embarrassed to say that as a kid, I really wanted to interrupt both of your relationships because I wanted it back together. As an adult, I can see that absolutely isn't the optimum thing for anything, but I wanted what I wanted, even if it wasn't good for you. And I can see even as an adult how I've worked to create that out of an old mechanical way of relating. So when Shia said the thing about your children, if you're aware that they have agendas put together by a young version of them,
even though now they're different people, those agendas still run as though they're true. Until you become aware of an agenda, it runs your life.
Okay.
So, I am certain things with your wife can work.
And what you need to do is be kind to yourself and not berate yourself for what you should have done differently than you did.
There's the possibility today of romance.
In this moment.
There's things that you can do to express that, but more than anything, without the distractions of your day-to-day life and incompletions, that's one of the challenges for us, for instance, as our offices in our home. There are always things pulling on us that are requesting to be done. And if you can let go of the things to be, quote, done, and allow your attention to float over to your wife, you'll rediscover her in this moment.
And if you are with her when you're with her, rather than trying to fix her or change her or make her better in any way, then she can relax with you. If you have an agenda to get her something, somewhere, somehow better, then you won't be with her the way she is. You'll be with her wanting to put a pressure on her to be different than she is. And that doesn't work very well.
The other thing, David, is the place to start is with yourself. If you are hard on you, by extension, you'll be hard on her in a similar manner. So today, instead of worrying about the situation with your wife, really be with whatever activity you're up to. Allow yourself to have fun with that activity. It will charge your batteries. Then this fun man will be coming home to her, and you'll be there to see who she is, and it'll be a continuation of it. If you worry about what it's going to be like when you get there and if it'll be fun, the first
it's not going to be fun.
First principle of any instantaneous transformation.
Anything you resist, disagree with, want to be different than it is, will persist, grow stronger, and eventually dominate your life.
And anything you allow to be exactly as it is completes itself. And the situation can only be the way it is, and you won't know how it is until
you get home.
And you're standing in front of her, sitting in front of her, you guys are together. And that being said, I don't know what her personal interests are, but flowers can be nice, a bottle of wine if that's your thing, chocolates, something, a little tin of paper clips if she likes to organize. But the main thing is to bring home you. That's right. The man she fell in love with. And that's the one she got to enjoy without you being preoccupied with anything else whilst you were on vacation. Okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yeah,
you're
thanks
welcome.
For calling in.
Okay.
We'll be back.
Have a good day.
Yeah,
bye-bye.
You too. We'll be back shortly. And come on back with us. Don't miss
being here.
Yeah.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, instantaneous transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Discovering Our True Nature with host Brandon Cohen takes you on a journey into consciousness with guided meditations and discussion which supports connection with your true self. Join Brandon every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific Time on the Seventh Wave Network and discover your true nature.
T
tune into Inner Speak Soul Adventures Talk Radio Show every Tuesday evening at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 Eastern, and learn how to let go of your past and create the reality you desire and deserve, allowing your inner communication to take place more easily without the interference of our noisy mind chatter or your ego. Inner Speak Soul Adventures with Gene Adrian, right here on the Seventh Wave Network.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Hi, welcome back.
Yep.
I'm Shia.
Hi, Ariel.
And we have a caller on the line. Ryan, are you there?
Yes. Hi, Ariel. Hi, Shia.
Hi.
Hi.
So, I wanted to ask you today about fun on the job.
Okay.
And
okay, let me stop you.
Okay.
How about fun anywhere?
All right.
Because, you see, when you put it into on the job, you've already compartmentalized your life into life and the job.
Okay.
See, I have fun in the dentist chair.
So I was at the dentist this past week getting a crown put on his front teeth, and the dentist dentist and the hygienist were talking to him about our trip coming up to go to lead instantaneous transformation seminars in Costa Rica.
Mm-hmm. And they said, are you looking forward to it? I said, actually, no, I'm not. I haven't the time. I'm too busy to be looking forward to it. My life is occupied with this moment, so I never think off to how it's going to be better or more fun, if you will, sometime in the future.
I mean, this is a strange idea, Ryan. People have the prejudice that sitting in the dentist chair is not fun. We will answer your question in a moment, but we just want to put out the possibility for you that fun is not something circumstantially derived, but you bring your fun to the circumstances.
Right.
Okay, so now we'll go back to your original question. We'll hear you out.
Okay. No, because, you know, I actually had fun with my dentist last month also, and that was great. And sometimes with tasks that I don't have to think a lot about, like with doing the dishes or picking things up or cleaning or whatever, it's like I don't lose that sense of fun and being present in the moment. But I'm finding with some kinds of tasks or just some times, especially things where I have to think more about them, it's really easy for me to get lost in my thoughts and lose that sense of being in the moment and instead start worrying about my deadlines or whether I'm going to be able to do it.
Well, let's go back to the principles of instantaneous transformation, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
The second principle says that you can only be doing what you're doing in any moment of now.
Right.
Well, if you take up your moment worrying about your deadlines rather than doing the work that's necessary to complete the job,
mm-hmm.
you're not doing work. You're not working while you're at work. You're complaining to yourself, basically, in the privacy of your own thoughts about having this deadline.
Right.
You haven't caught that worrying about the deadline is a very sophisticated form of procrastination.
Of upset, of complaining, I don't want to do it.
So, basically,
don't tell me what to do.
Yes, you're told what to do, either by your boss or by the task at hand or by yourself. I need to complete task A by 2:00. And then you're worrying about making the deadline is a way for you to not have to get to work. It's a way for you to say, no, I won't, and you can't make me.
All right.
See, most of us don't realize that we have this thing, don't tell me what to do.
And it's a very strong part of most people's lives.
And it follows us everywhere.
You see, it was put together when we were children thinking that we were independent if we disagreed with what was requested of us.
And I can really understand and see why doing mindless, as you're saying, in a way, tasks like washing the dishes are something that you can relax into because you know how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're trying to, say, write computer code and you haven't created it yet, then it's like what happens is you're having to create from nothing. So your mind has a temper tantrum to fill in the space because it's more comfortable than the unknown.
Right.
And if there's a possibility, Ryan, that if you let yourself simply be in the midst of the unknown, answers will come to you more quickly. But, of course, this is not convenient to the part of us that is trying to prove that we're smart or trying to prove that we can't do anything. Or, you know, the part of us that's going for approval or proving.
Well, here's another piece of it, Ryan. If you're disturbed about something outside of work, like Hilly today, earlier on in the program, I don't know if you were listening, but she was disturbed about some events that had taken place in her life regarding her family's health, and she found herself upset with her boss at work.
And it's easier to
be
upset about this safe thing than to actually register that something was threatening to her or her perceived survival or the survival of her family or things that she really wanted in her heart of hearts, which of course was her dad to be well. It was easier to play it out at work than it was to face the reality of, for instance, her father's mortality. So you may want to pay attention to when work is stressful, if that's a symptom as opposed to a problem.
And you're thinking a lot. See, I notice that you're thinking on this call because when we say things, there's this space of non-responsiveness coming back, which could only happen if you are pondering what we're saying,
mulling it over,
rather than hearing it.
Yeah, I am pondering it.
That's right.
Something to work on. So.
That's right. For an answer for something future, not about what's happening right now. See, now, Ryan, is all there is. You having fun yet?
Yes.
Good, then we handle the fun thing. See, if you are present in your life, it doesn't really matter what the circumstances are, you can have fun with what's showing in your life.
See, the other thing is if you've gotten into the habit of picking on yourself, you'll pick on yourself over work, you'll pick on yourself at home. Working on yourself
doesn't
work. And I'll tell you something, fun is synonymous not working on yourself. So you can take a look. If you're not having fun, then you're working on yourself someplace. And if you bring your attention back to here, then the way will be open again in an instant. Okay?
Wow. That's really cool. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thanks for calling in today.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So,
you know, it occurred to me, I mentioned about computer code, that computer code brought me to computer. We have this incredible website.
Right.
TransformationMadeEasy.com. It has podcasts, articles of the month, information about our
upcoming workshops.
You know, we're doing the passion course this weekend.
This weekend in New York City, if you are available, we still have some space.
We spoke to a woman in Germany yesterday who's moving things around to come in this weekend. It's not too late. And if your schedule is too complex, you can't make it, when we come back in to do the next weekend, that's at the end of March, and it's the strawberry thing. Money, success, and happiness, the art of being wealthy.
That's the strawberry thing.
Yeah, allowing yourself to be wealthy and experience the wealth that's in your life right now, and that replicates itself. If you are complaining about your life right now, then that replicates itself too.
Here's the other thing. Share this program with other people.
Hey, Suze. Got to say hi to you, Susan. Susan D. told me that she was listened to two shows this week because she had it backlogged. You know, you can go back into the archives and grab what you missed. You can share it with your friends. We'll be back with you next week. We're looking forward to it.
Sort of. We've got a lot of things happening between now and then. But
come on back.
And don't miss being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.